Thank you, Sarah. We now have our final news stories. Dental delays see patients in agony. Makeover planned for important but tired city centre space. Big-hearted city people help to send vital aid to Ukraine.
It is the end of an era as the mushy pea stall closes on Norwich Market after 73 years, with many memories and TV appearances along the way. The city's Queen of Peas, Anita Adcock, has hung up her apron with a heavy heart. She was the third generation to take on the family-run stall, which offered homemade mushy peas with mint sauce, pies, burgers and hot dogs. It was first opened by Joyce and Reggie Yallop in 1949, when a pot of peas cost sixpence. It was then passed down to their daughter, Joy, and husband, John Adcock, and then on to son Carl and his wife Anita in 2006. The stall has featured on many TV programmes such as Channel 4's Food Unwrapped, Sky's Lord of the Fries with Freddie Flintoff, and the BBC's Great British Food Revival with Ainsley Harriott. To celebrate the stall's 70th birthday in 2019, Mrs. Adcock offered pots of peas for 5p, as close to the 1949 price as she could get.
City patients are living with missing teeth and abscesses in their gums, having battled for months to try and get a dental appointment. As of the end of January 2022, Norwich has lost more than 150,000 dental appointments, including more than 35,000 for children, according to a British Dental Association, BDA, Freedom of Information request. It also revealed over the past year, Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group lost 7% of all its NHS dentists, a fall from 420 to 391. An East of England NHS spokesman said, "Urgent and emergency dental care is available for those who need it, and people should use the NHS 111 service for advice on where to go." A new dental care provider will be opening in Norwich from July 2022, providing services for adults and children, operating from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, 7 days a week for routine treatment as well as urgent appointments. "We are committed to ensuring everyone can access quality care and are working closely with dental providers to improve access to services, including inviting NHS contract holders to take on additional activity."
A successful start to 2022 has resulted in a family-owned design engineering business recruiting 7 extra staff this month. Clearwater Norwich Limited has already taken on 5 employees and has 2 more staff due to start next week. The new recruits, who are all from the local area, bring its total workforce to 36 employees. Based in Cringleford on the outskirts of Norwich, the firm has had to employ the extra workers as a result of winning 12 contracts since the start of this year, as well as achieving a turnover growth of over 20% in the last financial year. It is looking to build on its success over the coming months and has plans to expand. Launched by Matthew Cook in 2005, Clearwater Norwich Limited creates mechanical engineering drawings for buildings, including schools, colleges and airports across the country. Mr. Emmanuel said, "Using state-of-the-art software, we can accurately model buildings and understand how heating, lighting will perform and make recommendations to provide results that give a comfortable environment to work or live in without causing unnecessary damage to the wider environment."
For years, it has been one of the city centre's least loved locations. But new plans have finally been unveiled to revive Hay Hill. As part of the project, the square's distinctive brain sculpture will be removed, along with other features. The statue of thinker Thomas Brown, which is occasionally adorned with a traffic cone on his head, will remain on the site but will be moved to a less prominent area. The scheme, unveiled by Norwich City Council, is intended to make the area between Next and Primark more accessible and be able to host free public events. The project is one of eight in the city to be funded through the Towns Fund, a £25 million government scheme awarded to Norwich in 2020. Projects are decided by the City Council and a Norwich Town Deal Board, TDB, which represents key businesses and institutions across the city. Mike Stonard, Cabinet Member for Inclusive and Sustainable Growth at Norwich City Council, said, "It's great to see these plans emerging for a really important but tired space in the city centre. We are really keen to hear from all our user groups to help us shape them up before we commence delivery later on in the year."
Piles of toiletries, warm clothes and baby products donated by city folk will reach the Polish border soon. People queued up in a city suburb to make the donations, which will be transported to the border with Ukraine following the Russian invasion. The items have been donated to community interest company Norfolk Polonia, which runs the Norwich Polish Centre in West Earlham. Volunteers are then taking the items to London. From there, the goods will be handed to a Polish restaurant, which is driving the supplies and handing them out to families fleeing the conflict and who've left behind many of their possessions. We've now come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper, and we do hope you have enjoyed listening to our local news. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the post box. There is no postage to pay. You know, we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. We will be in the office now every Thursday from 12 noon, and so if you leave a message on our answer phone, we will get back to you as soon as we can. The team who worked on this week's recordings were readers me, Bridget Cook, James McGarry and Richard Matthew. The sound recordist was Stephen Cox, and your editor was Sarah Lusher.